Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michael Show on the air. We are so glad you're on board today. Talking a lot of baseball, a lot of Brewers baseball coming up at the bottom of the hour. The Brewers reliever Jeremy Jeffress is going to be joining us. Had a chance to talk with third base coach Ed Cedar a little bit earlier today as well. As the Brewers continue to effort towards Friday, the beginning of the NLCS, taking on the LA Dodgers at Miller Park. Both teams working out at Miller Park today, tomorrow. And then it all gets on for real. Coming up a 7:05 first pitch for Miller Park on Friday evening. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Seth, how you doing, man?
How fun. Didn't that sound cool?
It's exciting. I have to admit, it was funny because I did some national stuff in the last couple of days, and I did an LA station, and all of them seem to have the same question, and that is, you know, how can they do it? Do you think they go much further with this type of pitching? And I just keep saying, why the hell not? You know, I mean, they had the best record in the National League, and they've been doing this all season long. What makes you think now they would all of a sudden start to really stumble? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. And one thing I've noticed a lot, because, you know, that's kind of what I do all the time, and, you know, people don't ask me, about the Brewers all the time. It was always, could that Milwaukee team catch the Cubs?
Mm-hmm.
It was always that. I think now the funny thing, and I think the national media has done this a lot, is they talk about this Brewers team like they never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that in this clickbait world, you know, they are so centralized, they literally only focus on stuff that will draw the attention. And these networks are fighting for ratings so hard that, you know, when I was at SiriusXM, for example, we would do a segment on the Brewers. We would do a segment on the Rays. We would do a segment on the Dodgers. You know, like, we never did it. And my question that I was always asking is, are you alienating the 29 other markets when you're
right,
doing such a thing? And I think that, you know, we have this play the hits mentality. That's the nature of the media business, because, you know, in the PPM world, I'm going a little too inside, but it's all about clicks, right? And so the Cubs, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers were always the topics. And now suddenly this Brewers team is here, and so many people, not to their blame, but to their detriment, haven't seen this team as much as we have. And, you know, I will be honest. Do I fall into that trap about certain teams? Yes. I slept on the Oakland A's this year. I slept on the Arizona Diamondbacks because I didn't have a lot to do for either city. But because of my relationship with you and with this station and with this city, I have watched probably over 50 Brewers games.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not surprised by the hater. I'm not surprised by, you know, Council's lineups. I'm not surprised that they didn't have a starter. Like, I'm not surprised by those things. And I think it's not that I'm better than anybody. It's just, unless you've watched this team play, you really don't understand it.
I've been saying that for a while now. Now, I look at this team of the Dodgers coming in, and there's a lot of similarity there. I mean, the Brewers have been pretty good with runners in scoring position in the postseason, not as good during the regular season. Both team ERAs are pretty good. Both teams' whips are pretty good. Both teams with runners in scoring position have got bullpens that can shut you down. I think the difference might be you lean towards starting pitching when it comes to the Dodgers. You lean towards the bullpen when it comes to the Brewers. But the way the Brewers utilize the bullpen, does it really make that big a difference? I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched coming into the series.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, they have the Kershaw effect, and you know, Kershaw's not what he was 3 years ago, but you still have to respect that, and the Brewers don't have that. You know, that's not how this team is built. You know, my fear has always been, you know, people talk about overusing the bullpen, but you see how many days off there is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of my biggest pet peeves of the playoffs. Like, when the Brewers won Sunday, I mean, that's a whole week's worth. And, you know, have I told you the Arizona Fall League story?
No.
This fight I got into with Charlie Manuel?
No, go ahead.
So I got into a fight with Charlie Manuel because if, for example, let's just play this out. Let's say the Brewers win in five. Let's just hypothetically. The World Series doesn't move up. In 2008, when the Phillies played the Rays, there were literally 8 days between the end of the LCS and the Phillies' first game, and it was cold and it was rainy. And I had said to Charlie Manuel on the air, I said, I have a proposal. Take your team to the Arizona Fall League. Go in sunny, beautiful Arizona for 4 days. Play charity games against Arizona Fall League teams. And everybody plays 3 innings, and everyone pitches. And let these guys go through the motions and have actual competition. You could raise a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your team active. Go to the workouts. I say this to anybody in the media in Milwaukee today. Go to the workouts. Find out and tell me, to tweet me, and say that wasn't a colossal waste of time. That is, and granted, it's not apples to apples because in Miller Park he closed the roof. It's not the elements aren't a factor. But I thought, I remember standing there in Citizens Bank Park watching the Phillies freeze their tuchuses off to sit there and do workouts, which are really just overgrown press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found is that is the excuse that a lot of teams use when bats go cold and when pitchers aren't consistent.
That's exactly what I was saying. I thought the only thing that could slow this team down would be this 4-day layoff of doing nothing. Now, granted, you have Miller Park, but you know, still, you've got. I mean, the Dodgers are 3 days rather than four. But I had said that there was a rhythm to this team coming into the postseason. There was a rhythm into this team after they beat the Rockies. I just don't want to see that rhythm go by the wayside.
Right, and that's the argument though for overusing the bullpen because you say, wait a second, they just had a week. Like, you've got to be able to pitch. If you're pitching in game one, you know, half of the relievers that pitch in game one have to be able to pitch game two. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
if you say, well, that's not, you know, that's not natural. Well, it's not natural, but you had 4 days off. And the flip side to that is then there's another off day between games two and three. And again, they play this out. It's partly because of TV, and it's partly because they assume that the Seattle Mariners are going to play the Tampa Bay Rays every year. And it's going to be the farthest travel you can possibly have.
I look at the rest of this and I think, okay, moving to the American League side, two of the best teams in baseball, not just in the American League, but in baseball.
Winner of that series will be the favorite in the World Series.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
And should be. And should be, by far. I started going through the statistics of Major League Baseball the other day. Boston's in the top five or top three in almost every statistic. It's just amazing how good that team is.
They're very good. They're very good. I think the Astros are better. I think the Astros, pound for pound, are a better team. I think their lineups are a push. Now, again, if you're going to say statistically that the Red Sox have better offensive numbers, I have to say two things. You saw the disparity of the American League, and the Boston Red Sox win total is inflated. If you take 10 wins away from the Boston Red Sox, the analysis is exactly the same. And the Astros did not have what the Red Sox had. The Red Sox owned the Blue Jays and the Orioles. The Astros did not own Seattle and Oakland. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only disparity. I think pound for pound, and the fact that they were there last year and victorious last
year. Right.
I think the Astros are the best team in the sport. And I've said that since day one. And that's not to denigrate the Red Sox. I just don't the Red Sox have to show me that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for the Brewers, the fact of the matter is I think they have the best, especially now that the Yankees are eliminated, they have the best bullpen of the four teams remaining. Because that's the one thing I'm suspect for the Astros, but against the Red Sox, that's also a push, especially if Steven Wright can't go.
Should Yankee fan be hurt that the game the other night, the Boston Red Sox, in which they just drilled them, are stealing bases and swinging at 3-0 counts and such late in that ballgame?
That didn't bother me as much as did you see. And I thought, by the way, and I'll segue this. I think Puig's obnoxious, and I have no problem booing him out of the building. Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, please, just do me that favor. He's obnoxious before he said they were going to win.
Right.
I don't mind what he said. He's obnoxious anyway. But I thought it was much more obnoxious when the Red Sox played Frank Sinatra's New York, New York during their clubhouse celebration yesterday.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And if you remember, in Game 7 in 2004, when the Red Sox, you know, came all the way back, you know, from the 3-0 deficit and the whole thing, Bucky Dent threw out the first pitch. And last night they brought Bucky Dent out to throw the first pitch again. I was thinking to myself, that's a bad omen.
Why are you bringing out Mojo? Yeah.
What are you doing? I understand he hit a big home run. And the best tweet I saw last night, and it was priceless. The only managerial move Aaron Boone could have done was pinch hit himself.
Correct. After that famous shot heard around, at least
right.
around New York, in which he knocked off the Boston Red Sox.
When he became Aaron bleeping Boone.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
You know, the funny thing about, you know, the way the series have gone, we haven't seen a classic yet. We've seen some classic games, but we haven't seen a classic series yet. In all four series, it was almost like they didn't get started. The Yankees had, Red Sox had a chance because it was 1-1, but then 16-1 kind of took the wind out of that sails. What I am hoping as a baseball fan is for drama. I want Game 5 and Game 6. I want a phone call from Zenzola. I want him to tell me I need to come on that day because Game 5, the drama surrounding Game 5, it's too much to bear. It's either 3-1 or 2-2, and it's always that sense. And game sixes are always the best game of that series. It's very rare that a seven eclipses a six, and you can never predict a six. I mean, you can never predict a seven because that assumes you know the result of six. Someone's up 3-2 going into six.
Right.
You don't know that team won't be able to close the door. And that's why when people have asked me predictions, I'll say Milwaukee, but I'm saying Brewers in six. Because if you go seven to them, now all of a sudden, literally, sevens are the ultimate pick-up.
We are. I know Houston considers itself a small market, even though they're a very large media city.
Six markets.
Yeah, they're huge. But that's the mentality they have, and that's what people tend to call them, which I completely find erroneous. However, you're looking at Boston, Houston, and L.A., and then Milwaukee. And I get this all the time. Is it good for baseball to have Milwaukee in it? And my answer to that is yes, because this is a team that, just like Houston, just like the Cubs, just like others in the past, it had to kind of tear it down to build it back up. Now, when Kansas City won, they won. Everybody celebrated. They had a short period of time, and then they had to tear it back down again and start selling pieces off. But I think this is good for baseball.
I heard a podcast with Brian Anderson, and he was talking about how, you know, it's rarefied air whenever the Brewers make it. And I don't look at it that way. I don't like it's one of the things, you know, you and I we're doing an hour in the off season, and we're going to talk about all the problems that this sport faces. I'm not going to rain on anybody's parade, and I don't want to do it now during a pennant race and a playoff race. But I think it is a problem that a sport is contingent on what size market it is in their World Series to determine whether or not there's playoffs.
Right.
The Super Bowl does not have that, and the NBA Finals does not have that. Cleveland, Golden State was not Boston, L.A., or New York, L.A., and yet the NBA doesn't mind. The NBA needs stories, and so does football. And baseball, it's all about market size. So if it's Boston, L.A., is baseball doing well? And if it's Milwaukee, Houston, is baseball doing poorly?
Sure.
I can't use that as the metric because I was taken aback by Manfred in 2016, who did his like State of the League address during the World Series between the Cubs and the Indians. And he usually does that during game, I think, three. And he makes this address, and he says, look at the television ratings. This sport is thriving. I said, yeah, you have two teams that are trying to erase long curses. I said, that's not the health of a sport.
Right.
So, I want the Brewers to win because I've been doing this with you all season long. That's my only skin in the game. But the reality of it is I can't tell you that it is healthy for a sport so that the networks and the league – is praying for big market teams to make a World Series so they can get some decent number. That's ridiculous. And, yep. You know, as far as ratings are concerned, out in L.A., LeBron James had a press conference that outdrew a Dodger pennant race game 2-1.
The star, well, star power obviously has something to do with it as well, and you get the stars in the bigger markets. I get that, but you've got a potential MVP sitting in Christian Yelich right here in Milwaukee, and I just keep wondering how many people are going to tune in to see Christian Yelich actually play.
It's a great story, but if people don't tune in for that, that's not a statement on the Brewers. I think it's a statement on the sport.
That'd be a great...
The fact of the matter is that tell people outside... You know, I make that joke about Mike Trout all the time. Remember I said, come out of a soundbite... come out of a break with a random soundbite from Mike Trout and give a T-shirt to the first person that can recognize his voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do that in any other city for Christian Yelich.
Always good, my friend. We appreciate it. Looking forward to the weekend. Should be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy it, Milwaukee. Be safe. Have a great time. And just know I will be live tweeting the games.
There you go. We'll follow Seth Everett at Seth Everett. Good stuff as always, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. How we looking? Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers reliever, going to be joining us. Tell your friends, wake the kids, pet the cat. Going to have him right here. Looking forward to it. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. Going to talk with him a little bit about, how he's been used and how he's feeling, obviously, here in the postseason. Going to get his perspective on this team and some of the things that we discussed with Eddie Cedar as far as leadership and such goes, and just looking forward to chatting with him. It's been a while. So we're going to talk with him coming up here shortly. Again, if you want to chime into the program, there's many ways to do so. One of the big ways, people were just asking me the other day about the radio.com app. You can find us there. Go to radio.com. You can track us down and like us, favorite us. And that way, when anything breaks or podcasts come up, you can always find us right there, radio.com. Go to radio.com, download it on any mobile device you have. Hey, by the way, sometimes a ride around the block just not enough. I've been telling you about my friends at the Van Horn Auto Center and the Truck Center. They offer the 90-day test drive program. I'm not kidding. Available at any of their FCA locations in Plymouth, Manitowoc, Stoughton as well. You can take a ride in a brand new Ram 1500, maybe a Jeep Grand Cherokee, a Dodge Charger, a Dodge Grand Caravan, Chrysler Pacifica for 90 days. 90 days, no obligation. If you're not satisfied, return it, no additional commitment, you're good to go. Or you can buy it and save up to about $2,000. I was going to do this. I was trying to figure out a car, an SUV, a truck, and finally I just decided, you know what, I want to do the firewood thing. I'm going to be moving. I want to haul stuff around. And so I ended up sitting in the 2019 Ram 1500. It's like a luxury car with a truck around it. It's awesome. Just love it. So I went ahead and got that from the Truck Center in Plymouth. And I'm telling you, it's a great experience. The people out there were fantastic. And I would highly, highly recommend them. VanHornAuto.com. It's worth the drive. And somebody said, why am I going to Plymouth? Well, you know what? If you save money, you get good customer service. Isn't a $50 tank of gas worth $300-$500 in a 90-day test drive? Sure it is. VanHornAuto.com. Go to VanHornAuto.com. See the inventory that qualifies for the 90-day test drive, and you can check it out for yourself. Go to VanHornAuto.com, exclusively at Van Horn. And the Truck Center and the Van Horn Auto Group people, they're fantastic. Good stuff there. Like I said, coming up here in a couple of minutes, we're going to be chatting with Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers reliever. One side note, I want to get a couple of things in here real quick. One of them is, for those that don't know, maybe you haven't read the story yet, but breaking out of Wisconsin, Quintez Cephas is suing UW, suing the university, saying the disciplinary investigation is violating his rights. He was charged back in August with sexual assault of two women, going back to April. He's suing the university, alleging that they violated his constitutional rights by going ahead with a student disciplinary investigation, despite his inability to participate in it because of the ongoing criminal investigation. So in other words, you suspended me for problems that you can't prove, and I can't participate in the investigation because of the criminal investigation, so I have the right not to incriminate myself or at least keep my mouth shut and pay attention to my legal group, but yet you suspended me without really an evidentiary process on my behalf. It's kind of the chicken or egg thing. He was suspended from the team in August after he charged with the second and third degree sexual assault, claimed in a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court that the investigation against him has been ongoing and at UW-Madison's since May 31st. It's unfair. It should be stopped, he said. Don't forget, he also says that he's going to stay with this and prove himself innocent in all of this. There's been some questions raised on both sides. The matter of the lawsuit states highlights the widespread issue of colleges and universities, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison, investigating and adjudicating allegations against its students prior to the conclusion of any parallel criminal case. So in other words, if I can't participate in my own defense, you should stop immediately the investigation until the legal process takes its course and then move on. In addition to the UW Board of Regents, the lawsuit also names defendants the director of the Office of Compliance at UW-Madison, UW-Madison Chancellor as well. So he went ahead and sued the university saying, look, if I can't participate in my own defense, you shouldn't be doing it. The university, on the other hand, is going to say, look, you've got criminal charges against you. We have the right to go ahead and investigate what's going on as long as it doesn't interfere with the actual investigation criminally that is being held against you. So we'll see how this ends up playing out. But Quintez Cephas now suing UW-Madison. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We are expecting Jeremy Jeffress to be giving us a call momentarily, and we want to make sure we allow all the time for him to chat with us coming up here next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You don't get them girls loose, loose.
DJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. But I do, I do.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad to have you. We are going to be chatting with Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers reliever, coming up here momentarily. Hey, the Brewers winning the Central Division Championship. That's not news to anybody. But to commemorate this historic event, our friends over at BigTimeBats.com, they're offering this officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division Team Signature Bat. 35 inches, full size. It's going to have the facsimile signatures of the historic Brewers roster with the Brewers logo on it and the words 2018 Central Division Champions. Now, the bat, limited to just 5,000 bats, sells for $129.95. That's $129.95. And if you want to get a chance at this, go to BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com. Right now, you can order. Don't delay. Get your piece of Brewers history right now. Call them 866-280-BATS, B-A-T-S, 866-280-BATS. Or you can see the exclusive bat set at BigTimeBats.com and decide if you want to order right then and there. That's BigTimeBats.com or call them 866-280-BATS, B-A-T-S. Trademarks and logos used with the permission of Major League Baseball. That's BigTimeBats.com. You can find it right there. We'll be chatting with Jeremy Jeffress, hopefully here momentarily. I know they had a workout today, so we'll see if he's coming off the field and get a phone in his hand, and we should be able to chat with him. This one is, we got a lot of different people chiming in regarding Twitter. If Yelich would happen to be a free agent after this season, for how much do you think he would command on the free agent market? Boy, that's a great question. Well, looking at his career and his numbers, and then coming off of what would consider to be, you know, kind of an MVP season. I shouldn't say kind of. It should be an MVP season. Man, in his short period of time, he had a batting average of .284, .300, .298, .282, and .326. This by far is the most home runs he's ever hit. He hit 18 of them last year. And we all talked about when he came into Miller Park, it would, and into the Central, it would up his home run total, and it certainly has. It's doubled his home run total. With those numbers, if he was a free agent right now, $250 million, something like that, that would probably be the ballpark. I hate to use the pun there, but the ballpark number.
There was a report coming out of Chicago that Chris Bryant turned down $200+ million in an extension. Turned it down.
I wouldn't know why Chris Bryant would turn that down. He's good. Maybe who is his agent Scott Boras? I can't remember off the top of my head if his agent is Scott Boras or not. I have a feeling it is. I can't remember specifically. But if you're a Scott Boras agent, you're hell bent on going to free agency. So I don't know who his agent is though, but if it's Scott Boras, that doesn't shock me. If it's anybody else, it somewhat shocks me. Because Chris Bryant, as good as he is, I can't imagine him turning that down unless he's got Scott Boras as a guy. 855-830-8648. We'll talk more about that coming up here momentarily. We got him. There you go. Our guy, Jeremy Jeffress. Let's bring him in.
And he strikes out the side as the Brewers take the opener.
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, home of Fox Brothers award-winning brats and the best beef and pork in Wisconsin. And by Racine Honda, promising the best buying experience for you with Roy and his team. RacineHonda.com. Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
He is an NLDS champion heading to the NLCS, and he is on the program. Jeremy Jeffress now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. JJ, what's going on, man?
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We are doing well. How are you doing? How you feeling?
I'm bad.
Yeah? So yeah. Postseason-wise, we were talking earlier about experience. You got a lot of young guys in that clubhouse. You've got guys like yourself that have been there, done that in that clubhouse. Talk about the mix right now, and because I said the only thing that could slow you guys down maybe would be this 4-day break.
I think the mix in the clubhouse right now, I mean, everybody's vibe is, you know, it's still the same. Like it's kind of like the regular season. You know, we just actually like the statement that we're having fun plays into every factor about every player in there. You know, guys are here experiencing things that, you know, they've never experienced in baseball, you know, especially in the minor leagues. You know, guys' families here, guys are, you know, here experiencing just how big this situation is, man. I mean, the city of Milwaukee is going crazy right now.
Mm-hmm. No, you got that right.
Yeah, and everybody's just enjoying everything, man. I mean, you walk outside and it's just Brew Crew Nation just ready to go. Everybody's excited about, you know, talking about tickets, you know, where they're going to be. And, you know, everybody's just excited, man.
I've got friends that are, like, all over the country that are calling and asking me, you know, well, and I don't know if you guys heard this or saw this when it came to the Fox Sports 1 broadcast with Alex Rodriguez and Frank Thomas, but they said, well, can this team really win doing it the way they're doing it with their pitching staff and no aces? And I kept saying, they've been doing this all season long. This is nothing new. So, you know, yeah. Is this just – do you guys just look at it different as relievers just to say, this is us, this is what we do? I mean, I don't know how to put my finger on it, but you don't need Clayton Kershaw to go out and get you 8 innings consistently.
I mean, honestly, let's just break down the game of baseball. I mean, if you really, really look at it, when a starter goes out there, if he doesn't give you 7 to 8 innings, 6 to 7 innings, or whatever the case may be, if he doesn't do that, he'll get you to the 4th. Look at the rest of the game when they win it. it's just dominate out of the bullpen. So we're just taking the game and making it simpler to we're having the power arms, the mentalities to go out there and get out as quick as possible, as less pitches as possible, and get out of there and hand it off to the next guy. That's just has been our motto since day one.
I got to ask you about Eric Kratz. He goes from being a guy that's kind of a virtual unknown. They mic him up in the game out in Colorado, and now I hear him everywhere. And everybody's talking about just how cool the guy is and his experience. And he went from being kind of an anonymous cat to all of a sudden an overnight celebrity. Talk about Eric Kratz inside that clubhouse.
Eric Kratz is definitely has been fulfilling his role as a veteran catcher. I played with Kratzy over in Kansas City, and he listened to, you know, he took in what Brian Pena, you know, was doing over there. Manny Pena was there as well, you know, in spring training with us. But Eric Kratz, I mean, he has just took in all the knowledge that he has learned from each and every catcher that he has, you know, played with, each and every pitcher that he has caught, you know, and just took that and just brought it into the clubhouse. And honestly, he's just a kid just like everybody else, man. He loves the game. You know, he makes sure that you're comfortable when you're out there on the mound. He makes sure you're comfortable when you're coming in the clubhouse each and every day. And, you know, it, like I said, he just fulfilled his veteran role.
How are you doing? Let me ask you that, because you I'm not going to say you struggled, but you had your moments. So give me your thoughts on how you're doing right now.
Me, I'm always going to be the same guy no matter what happens. Baseball is baseball. I'm doing very well. I cannot wait to go to practice today. You know, we're just doing little promos and stuff like that, and I'm just enjoying it, man. I mean, this has been the best experience of my life, man. I mean, I have my family here experiencing with me, and you know, I'm just ready to play, honestly.
When you're out there in game one and you get a hiccup, you know, you get a little bit of trouble. They always say closers have to have short memories. You come back and light it up next outing. Is it just that? Because it sounds to me like when you talk to a lot of guys that are closers or late inning relievers, it's if you have a bad game, you cannot wait to get to the ballpark the next day to be used because you just want to go out and redeem yourself.
Yeah, because honestly, it happens with every player that you know that happens to have a bad game. You know what you've done wrong, and that's why we say look at the positives. Of what happened, you know, when a situation had went wrong, you look at the positives because you want to get back out there and correct basically what you know you've done wrong, you know. And I felt like the next day I knew what I was my goal was, I knew my plan was, and I went out and executed, and you know, and it looked very well. And you're right, we do have to have short term memory just because the memory if we keep the bad memories in our heads. Then it's just you know it's just gonna wear us down, tear us down.
Okay, who's lighting up in the clubhouse right now? Who's got? I mean, there's a lot of guys that are jacked. Don't get me wrong, but who's just lighting it up right now?
Dude, everybody's lighting it up, man. I can't put a finger on one guy. It's literally, honestly, just everybody banding as one, and just honestly, you know who's lighting it up? Council is. Council is getting us fired up, dude. He is lighting everything up and making you know every part of the situation and. Situation, you know, great for us.
When you when you guys hear of guys like Yasiel Puig who say, "Well, we're going to Milwaukee, we're going to win in four," does that do anything to you guys?
That's an opinion. I mean, I can't say too much about it. That's an opinion. That's just his competitive nature just kicking in. But he can come all the way over here all he wants to. But it's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be that easy. I promise you that.
With the experience you guys have, guys like Moose, Lorenzo Cain, you look at some of the guys that have that experience, are those guys talking to everybody else, saying, hey, this is how we go about our business if we want to win a championship?
Yeah, they've been in this situation twice, so they know what it takes. So, yeah, they're in the clubhouse letting us know, you know, this is what it takes. You guys, you know, just keep your mind focused on what you got to take care of, you know, and everything else to take care of itself.
Hey, you guys ever want to put on those videos of Craig Council rounding the bases for Arizona and winning a World Series?
The chicken runs at midnight?
Yeah.
Sure, man. I'm telling you, dude. Those moments are the best. Those moments that you gotta cherish, look at, you know, and just take it all in, man. They only come once. You know, you never know.
I found it interesting in his postgame comments that he said he told this team at the beginning of the season, you're a playoff team. He told this team at the end of the season, you are now a World Series team, and I believe in you. What did that mean?
Yes. Honestly, just confidence that he has in each and every one of us. You know, we put our neck out there each and every day. You know, we're in the cold, we're in the rain, we're playing in every type of terrain that's out there. But, you know, we're having fun, and we're doing it all for him in the city, man.
Real quick before I let you go, message to the Brewers fans that are listening.
Just come Friday, man. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. I promise you that.
Be loud. There you go. JJ, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Best of luck to you. Go get them, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jeremy Jeffers joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. When you talk about a leader in the clubhouse and you ask him, and he goes, well, let me tell you. And I'm waiting for, like, hey, Moose has got it going on. Lokane's got it going on. Yelich is our leader. He's at him. He goes right to council. Council's the guy that got us all jacked up. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
This segment was sponsored by Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, proudly featuring certified Angus beef and Smithfield prime pork. And by Racine Honda, promising the best buying experience for you with Matt and his team. RacineHonda.com. This is the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs want to remind you they can put you at the 50-yard line of Lambeau Field. That's right. Best seats in the house. Not kidding. Best seats in the house. Go to Packers.com/best seats. Packers.com/best seats. And you could win the best seats in the house. Compliments of Cousin Subs. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Talking a lot of Brewers today. Dave, listening to us in West Bend real quick. Dave, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Good, Bill. Yeah, I just wanted to touch on Craig Council as the manager, because I've been listening to you for quite some time, and I hear people how they get on Council for some of his pitching changes and how he doesn't let pitchers go and how he uses the bullpen. And, you know, to me, Craig Council, that's the little bit that we see 3 hours a day when they play their game. But to me, what makes him such a great manager is what we don't see, and that's behind the scenes. That's, you know, what he's doing in that dugout to keep that team together as a family, like he says. And to, you know, you look at all the guys who've been moving around, and you don't see one guy with a bad attitude. And, you know, that's Craig Council. And especially when you just had the interview with Jeremy, and he says Craig Council is the guy that keeps that team together. And that, to me, that's awesome. And that's, you know, I hear people, like my dad is one of them, my dad saying how he doesn't like how he always flipping the lineup. And that's just a small part, I tell him. The big part is what he's doing behind the scenes that we never even see.
Right.
And that's my point here. So
no, I get it. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah. I get it. When you hear Jeremy Jeffress, you basically say that. You ask him kind of who's been lighting it up in the clubhouse, and he goes right to council. He thinks about it for a minute and goes right to council and says, this is the guy. You know, it makes you think for a minute, because you're thinking usually it's a player. There's you're fishing for who's your clubhouse leader, you know, who's that guy? And then all of a sudden you realize that the guy that everybody's really truly following is the manager. That's when you get guys to play. I've always said, when you get guys to play for you, that's the biggest. That's the biggest. When you get guys to play for you, that's huge. You know, because most of the guys get there because of their ability. Okay? They're already there. They already know what they are. They already know who they are. They already know they can play in this league. But when you get guys to play for you and get kind of buy all in, and there's an unselfishness to it, you know, that's just enormous. That's just enormous. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back, Are we starting to see some real chinks in the armor when it comes to the Green Bay Packers? And I'm not just talking about losing. I'm talking more so about just the ability of this team and more so guys that are starting to speak out. Because it's something that you, other than maybe say Aaron Rodgers, you never really heard too much as far as rumblings coming out of Green Bay. And you're starting to hear some rumblings coming out of Green Bay. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, is going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit after the top of the hour. I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll get back into some other things regarding the Brewers. We got some buy or sell right around the corner as well, and we obviously want to do that because there's going to be some good topics. I can almost guarantee you they're going to be Brewers related, so stay tuned for that. But when it comes to some of the things that are starting to come out of Green Bay, I'm finding it more and more and more interesting, and maybe as a Packers fan, a little bit disconcerting, to be perfectly honest. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.